There is uproar in New York City over disclosure of disciplinary misconduct records regarding Daniel Pantaleo. He is the NYPD officer at the center of the chokehold death of Eric Garner. Police reform advocates and elected officials gathered on the steps of City Hall today to announce that they filed an amicus brief. This is in the case of Luongo versus CCRB, the Civilian Complaint Review Board. It demands that the CCRB, which is supposed to be an independent body tasked with investigating police misconduct, reveal substantiated records of misconduct by Pantaleo.
Change does not happen unless we have transparency. Change does not happen unless we have real accountability.
Legal aid attorney Tina Luongo is plaintiff in the court case. She demands that the community have access to Pantaleo's substantiated CCRB complaints and his record.
Change does not happen without an honest conversation in our communities, in our courthouses, at City Hall, about how we have real reform in the criminal justice system, real reform in our communities, and real relationships between NYPD and the people they serve.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer says she is a very strong supporter of transparency in government.
It is vital that we as New Yorkers are able to learn the facts in the rare instance when an officer may not be adhering to the standards that we require, where instead of serving and protecting, he or she may pose a danger. We rely on the CCRB as necessary in this effort. We have to rely on their independence and the integrity of their findings. While some information may be unpleasant or painful, we may wish to avoid reliving some painful times in our city's history. It is, in fact, necessary that we have the facts.
Protecting substantiated claims against an officer is baffling to Bronx Councilmember Andy King.
I'm kind of confused. How does a board that was created to review information, collect information, then recommend, say we're not going to give you the information that you've been collecting and reviewing? Doesn't make sense to me. This is what you've been created to do. So there is no justification of the action that they have put us all in this position that we must stand here and tell them to do their job. It reminds me, are we back in 1930 when we know race relationship between law enforcement and the black and communities of color are at a strain? Are they hiding something? What's going on? We know the creation of CCRB, there was a point that you had family members in there that were trying to make decisions against officers. So are we back at that stage? What is going wrong that we are standing here today asking them to do something they should be doing? We strongly urge them to comply. We strongly urge them to help us build relationships, better relationship between NYPD and the communities of color and all of New York. And the only way we do that is making sure we celebrate those officers that are doing right, and those who are doing wrong must be held accountable.
And Councilmember King says the lack of transparency is making the coming together of police and community members that much more difficult.
Well, I know in the communities that I represent, the community is full of people of color. There's frustration, there's anger, and there's a sense of sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I don't perpetuate or I don't support violence, but there has to be a better way. We've asked people time and time again, whether it was Romali Graham or Eric Garner or Gurley, hey, trust the system. We're gonna relax. We got this. Believe in the work that we're doing downtown to make our city safe. But the system has to make our city safe. And that means holding those who mess it up accountable. If either one of us mess up our job, we don't get another chance at coming back in the office. So if a police officer screws it up, not everybody can do the job. We appreciate your tenacity to say, I want to do the job. But if you can't do it because you just don't have it in you, if you can't do it just because of your racial bigotry that's inside of you, because we got to call it for what it is, because we don't have black officers killing black all the time. We always have this challenge when it comes to white and black officers in the communities of color. So right now we're at a space in my district, and I just had a conversation 2 days ago with a community, with the churches and the police department, trying to figure out how do we build that bridge, how do we build that trust. At the end of the day, there's no way, other way to build trust than to hold people accountable when they mess it up. And for those who get it right, they keep staying in the job.
Brooklyn Councilmember Brad Lander.
Maybe I'll just add, you know, the council has been pushing members who are here and many others for a better system of accountability around that small number of officers who have a large number of substantiated complaints. We have been pushing for a system that would make that transparent. And what we have essentially from the NYPD is, they're saying, trust us. We have a system in place that does that. You just can't see it. And unfortunately, we're not at a moment when that trust is there. And we need to be able, in this one case right now, but I think you're right, in the broader situation as well, to have some transparency about
this. I just want to add,
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer.
One way to do it is not as necessarily supportive of today, but is data. In other words, the police department releases certain data, but this kind of data is not released. In other words, somebody who racks up a certain number of challenges is not something that is collected and transparent. It's another way. As an open author of the open data law, I want this data and data science to be part of NYPD.
NYCLU Executive Director Donna Lieberman says it's been 2 years since the death of Eric Garner, and New Yorkers still don't have any access to basic information on how and whether the officers involved in his death will be disciplined.
The grand jury process was shrouded in secrecy and failed to indict a single officer for what the medical examiner called murder, a murder witnessed by millions. The NYCLU and many others, including Legal Aid, tried and failed to lift the shroud of secrecy surrounding the grand jury proceeding. And so the murder of Eric Garner remains emblematic of what's wrong with law enforcement practices. Garner.
Lieberman says there's no reason for the city to deny the request to see the CCRB records. And as Jose Perez, who is legal director with Latino Justice, says, for the past 40 years, substantiated records were not withheld.
The NYPD, up until earlier this year, had a policy of providing the summaries of substantiated complaints. What are they hiding now? Why are they attempting to use the FOIL, New York 50A, to, again, extend it beyond direct city agencies to independent city agencies, which hasn't been done in the past? The CCRB is an independent city agency. Why is the city advancing this argument? What are they trying to hide? It makes no sense for a mayor who claims to be progressive to advancing, seeking to appeal, and again, trying to further delay or withhold these records. What light bulb went off in somebody's bright mind that, gee, we shouldn't provide this information anymore? Again, if we're talking about transparency, engaging in an open dialogue, the system is broken, how can we fix it? You know, that's information needs to be shared.